Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 168 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Mercedes-Benz and their recent unveiling of one of the most incredible concept cars I've ever seen, the Vision AVTR. Now, this car is what I think the most extreme version and most exciting concept of a concept car, if that makes any sense. When we think of a concept car, at least when I think of a concept car, I should say, I think of a few things. One, it's going to look extremely radical and look like nothing you've ever seen before. And it's going to contain automotive technology that's being tested and is not yet available in the market for cars. And that is exactly what the Vision AVTR is. It is so incredible looking and contains technology that I can't wait for it to be in the production world for cars. Now, I'm sure you've seen pictures of the car before this podcast episode, but it is 100% inspired by the movie Avatar, which, if you haven't seen it, is one of the most top grossing and successful films in all of history. And that leads us to our next point. Mercedes-Benz partnered up with Avatar director James Cameron in order to bring the Vision AVTR to life. Now, if you've seen the movie Avatar, you know the world of Pandora, and you know what it looks like when it's nighttime. You have all the colors and the blues and purples and greens, and the floor is illuminated when you walk on it. I don't want to say any more and ruin it for people that haven't seen the movie, but this car is just that and looks like it belongs perfectly in the world of Pandora. So instead of talking about how exciting it is, let's just get into the details. We know it's 100% electric, and it's got a range of 434 miles with a power output of 469 horsepower. One of the craziest things about the Vision AVTR is that each wheel has an electric motor. So there's four electric motors powering each wheel, or each motor per wheel, I should say. And they give the car the ability, because of the axles and how each wheel is individually operated, each wheel can adjust 30 degrees, giving the car the ability to almost do a crab-like movement going side to side. And what that reminded me of is an old Top Gear episode with Richard Hammond, James May, and Jeremy Clarkson, in which James May did a test of just that. They put a car sideways into a slot, and they calculated how much extra parking space there would be in Britain if cars were able to perfectly sideways park side by side. How much extra room would you have? Well, honestly, that could be a reality with the Vision AVTR because it has the ability to do a crab-like movement. Of course, the car is going to be all-wheel drive with some incredible torque vectoring, and it has a fast car charging capability of going from zero to a full charge in only 15 minutes. Part of that is due to the technology that is in the battery itself. Now, this is absolutely revolutionary, and I actually have a quote here from Mercedes-Benz talking about just that. Revolutionary battery technology is based on graphene-based organic cell chemistry and thus completely eliminates rare, toxic, and expensive metals and materials from the earth. Basically, this battery is made organically and can be disregarded and decomposed naturally. So imagine creating a battery that has phenomenal results, plenty of power, great range, and can charge extremely fast, and it's 100% natural, so it's not going to hurt the environment to create it, and we can dispose of it properly. That is revolutionary, and that is one of the things that Mercedes-Benz is absolutely credited for, is being innovative, creating new technology, discovering new technology. And that's just, it makes the Vision AVTR just so much more special and how futuristic this car actually is. And speaking of futuristic, let's go ahead and talk about the looks. The entire exterior is that of a concept car I've never seen before. The entire car looks like it doesn't belong in this world, because it doesn't. It belongs in Pandora from the movie. And the illuminated wheels and the sleek body and the see-through panels you can see inside the car, it's just amazing. But my favorite part of the exterior is the top rear of the roof. If you think of the roof line, the rear end of it, the back part of it, it's got these bionic-like flaps that when they're closed, they're completely sleek and it looks like a normal body panel. But when they open, it's almost like scales and they can kind of flutter as if the car's alive. And that's exactly what James Cameron and Mercedes-Benz wanted. But these scales do have a purpose. They have integrated solar plates on the top so they can actually assist with charging the car and utilize maximum energy. But they can also adjust levels when you're driving to assist with aerodynamics. And then again, if you don't need them at all, they can close to make a perfectly smooth and seamless body panel. Now, the interior is one that nobody's ever seen before. The most noticeable aspect in there is this giant kind of T-shaped curved screen. And, well, there's no steering wheel in the car because it's automated drive. Now, the entire car is utilized by this little central round-looking, what does Mercedes-Benz call it? A control unit that when the driver places their hand on it, the entire car comes to life. And the car comes to life by two ways. The driver's touch and the car senses the driver's breathing. Just picture that. Imagine getting into your car and you place your hand on this central control unit. It almost just like a little round dome with a couple levels on it, and you place your hand on there and you breathe, and based on your breathing the car recognizes it's you, and thus the car comes to life. I can't even imagine what that's like. I don't think anybody can, except for the people involved in the creation of the car. And once the car comes to life, that kind of T-shaped, almost the entire interior of the car, that screen, it represents the area around you, so it's actually cameras and can show the world around the car utilizing 3D graphics and in real time, which I would imagine as well, which is where you're, I would imagine, for navigation, radio media, telephone settings, just every setting and everything you can do in this car is this giant curved T-shaped screen that encompasses the majority of the interior. And there's no steering wheel because it drives by itself. And along with the interior, Mercedes-Benz also says the AVTR seats are dynamic leather through Mercedes-Benz, but they are vegan. And they are created utilizing old clothing, flags, and plastic bottles. But they're able to create it and engineer it in such a way that is one of the most comfortable seats you can ever sit in. It's plush, it's leather-like, it's smooth. How is that even possible? This whole car is a giant question mark, but I guess that's what makes it a great concept car, is you almost don't understand it. I don't understand how a battery can be made from organic materials and it doesn't hurt the environment. It's hard to think when you look at the seat, especially the way it's designed and how futuristic it looks, it's made from old clothing, flags, and plastic bottles. The entire car almost doesn't make sense that it's even possible. And that's why it is one of the greatest concept cars and futuristic concept cars of all time. It shows where Mercedes-Benz is going, what they're interested in the near future, and how they're going to accomplish it. Thus giving it the futuristic representation from the movie Avatar and being from the world Pandora, it all makes sense. So Mercedes-Benz and James Cameron, I truly believe you've created one of the most revolutionary and futuristic vehicles of all time. That's a pretty deep statement. So let me know what you guys think. Do you agree with me in how crazy and impressive this car actually is? Do you disagree with me saying, it's just a normal concept car? What do you guys think? From my perspective, this car truly is revolutionary. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for episode number 168, talking about the wild and insane Vision AVTR concept from Mercedes-Benz and James Cameron. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you're checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're already watching on YouTube. If you are, thank you. And just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tog.com. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 169. We're going to be talking about Aston Martin, and they're kind of joining the Ferrari Monza SP2. And the McLaren Elva in creating a roofless car and a windshieldless car called the V12 Speedster. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.